This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Yeah. Wow, another successful TikTok from the gang here at Good Influences. Yeah. If you're not following us on TikTok, what the F are you doing?
What the hell are you doing? Our last couple TikToks have kind of popped off. I will not lie.
Slaying. Move over.
Deep into
Alex
July
Earl.
At this point. Hope everyone's July is going real well.
Oh, yeah, we're so deep in July.
Wait, how deep in July are we right
this
now?
This will be July 11th.
Oh, it's... was it my birthday?
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
How old are you turning? 31?
31.
Everyone, wow. Don't fight.
Snake emojis on Matt's Instagram post.
No, don't do that. Everyone go wish Matt a happy birthday on his Instagram.
Yeah, we're filming this like a whole month before, basically.
No, it's July right now.
Oh, right now.
What did I do?
I don't want to break the illusion. I like I want people to think we do this the same day.
The same day.
The same day.
So Trump just went to prison. Finally, he's behind bars.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't think so.
I don't understand this process at all.
How fast do you think time's been going by?
Are you like specific?
It's going so fast. Or sometimes you're like, this has been the slowest year ever.
I've never thought that living here. I don't think I've thought once living in LA that it's been a slow year.
Yeah.
Ever. Everything goes by so fast.
I used to think about life in 4-year chunks because that was like high school is 4 years and college is 4 years.
Oh.
And it felt like forever. Like, okay. I'm like, okay, if you get through college, like that's a whole lifetime you live in those 4 years. I've been here for 4 years. It feels like I've been here for a year.
Yeah.
It's just, it's unbelievable how much faster time goes as you get older.
I wonder if it's because we don't have like all the seasons. So it feels like there's no change.
Yeah, it's Groundhog Day every day.
It's also like you're going to school.
Yeah, and semesters break it up too. You have different classes.
And change of scenery as well.
Yeah. It's like that Smash Mouth song.
What?
The years stop coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules and I hit the ground running.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense not to live for fun. Smash Mouth or Taylor Swift?
Smash Mouth.
It's for fun?
Yeah.
I thought it was like forefront.
What does that mean?
That's not a word.
Forefront?
Like the forefront of your mind.
Oh. Wait, what is the lyric?
Give me one margarita.
Forefront. Isn't like the forefront of a store? The store or...
No, that's a storefront.
What's the line? Can you sing it?
You start coming in... Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart,
like
but your
forefront,
head gets dumb.
Like the forefront of your mind, not to live in the forefront of your...
fun.
Oh.
Your brain gets smart, but your
head
gets dumb.
Is forefront a word? Or have I been saying that mind?
Forefront? No, I think
yeah,
forefront
it's a word.
Is a word.
It is a word. Like, oh, it's in the forefront of my mind right
Colleen
now.
Colleen Hoover references it all the time.
So it has to be
the
best author to ever exist.
Well, speaking of college, I sent Carly a fun fact last night that I thought would be thrilling to share.
Oh, yes.
Let's hear it.
I was like...
Matt, don't be rude this time.
Don't talk
yeah,
over.
Don't you be fucking rude.
Don't be
rude. Let me grab it. Were you guys ever like Four Loko drinkers?
Yes.
You partook.
I was part of the wave of the recalls. Yeah.
Yeah, before the original.
It had
the
to have been
OG.
After 2011. I was having Four Lokos in 2011 or fall of 2010. That's like around the time when they had the recall.
Yep.
Yeah. Original recipe. We were
the OG.
Okay.
I've never had one.
Only ever blacked out. Right?
That was a common thing is that they would get you blackout.
Well, here's what the ingredients are, basically. They consist of 4 to 6 beers, 1 espresso shot, and 1 Red Bull.
That was what was in it?
That was like the original.
There were four beers?
Or I mean, four shots.
It kind of had like a
Four beers.
I mean, you can't physically fit four
beers. Well, yeah. It's saying but like one, the equivalent of drinking all of these things.
Like a one beer is equal to 1 shot is equal to 1 glass of wine. They're all the same amount of alcohol.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
4 beers equal 1 glass of wine?
No. Oh. 1 beer is 1 glass of one wine margarita. Is 1 shot.
Oh, right.
They all have the same amount of alcohol. That's why people, you can, if you drink the same amount of liquid in like tequila as you would in beers, you'd be dead.
Yeah. That's so weird because if I have 1 glass of wine, I'll be like a little tipsy. But if I have 1 margarita, I'm going to open my legs. This trend is not even going to be a trend on TikTok by the time this fucking video comes out.
So they would put 4 shots, essentially.
4 to 6.
4 shots of espresso and a Red Bull.
1 shot of espresso.
Oh, it still seems like overkill.
It is overkill. That's crazy.
It kind of had like a winey taste.
Like, literally, how did any of us survive?
I want to try one. I never had one. But the thing is, I would be OG, though.
You would open a Four Loko and you would get like halfway. You're like, I'm not finishing this. No one ever.
Like blacked out.
Yeah. No one would ever.
Well, funneling them. That was always the danger.
Oh, my
Jesus,
God. That on top
because
of drinking
then you
other
don't
things.
Realize. Like, imagine you're drinking just, other things, like taking shots and then doing that.
There's a video we filmed my freshman year of college. There was a kid who said, I can drink an entire bottle of the big bottle of Grey Goose in 1 swig. And we were like, there's no fucking way. But we're like 18. And it's on YouTube. It's called like Halloween 2007 Shoe or
nice.
Something. This kid... We went to like Sam's Club or whatever. He unwraps a bottle of Grey Goose. It's like Friday night. He just goes like this and doesn't stop until it's completely empty. And then he turns the bottle over and not a single drop came out.
Did he have to go to the hospital?
Nope. He just went out like it was a normal. When you're 18,
what size body did he have?
Now he has a lazy eye.
I can't could afford Grey Goose.
I think we like. Pulled our money together because
for the challenge.
And he was like, I think he was saying, you know, I couldn't do it with like Popov or like a shittier one, but because it's a little higher quality.
What was that?
Popov? It's like the like bottom tier. Popov. Like, maybe it's an East, like New Jersey. It's just
did
like
you
really
have Rubinov?
Shitty vodka.
Oh, no, okay. That's what we would get. That was like, it was like $10 for a handle.
Yeah. A handle. Good God. I remember one time I drank Everclear, like warm.
Oh.
God. The water bottle. That's really filled with vodka.
Oh, yeah, we've all made that mistake.
Blech. Now we they got Stanley cups. Like, they have it so easy in school. They can bring their Stanley cups, they can bring their whatever.
In school? What do you mean?
Well, you know, everyone would have water bottles full of vodka at school.
Oh, no.
At school?
I was never doing that.
In class?
I mean,
I knew kids that would take triple C's to
What's
class.
That?
You know, triple C, it's like quercetin. It's for chest, cough. And they would
scissor.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it was scissor. They would take that and they would like drink it in class and stuff.
Oh my god,
there's a little bug on the top of my can.
I thought you saw a rat in your drink. I got scared.
In like college, Carly, that would be a way that you could like transport the alcohol.
Oh, okay.
To like on campus things because you weren't supposed to have it.
Yeah, there are so many people that just brought stuff to like high school.
That's crazy.
Yeah. God. Wait, so this guy who drank the Grey Goose, was he like a bigger guy?
How's he doing now?
No, he's like a regular guy. I have no idea. I don't remember his name.
If something bad happened, couldn't you be like legally held responsible?
Probably.
Because you purchased it?
I didn't purchase it. I was just there as a witness.
Oh, well then no, he couldn't be.
I think he like probably puked that night.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Have you heard of Shoe Nice?
Shoe Nice?
Shoe Nice.
None of us know what...
Okay, so he was... big on YouTube like years ago. Oh. I think he's on TikTok. I feel like I've shown you like when we lived in our old apartment. Nice. He would do the same thing and he would unwrap but like crazy things like Windex.
Does he have really blue eyes?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
Yes,
this
he would chug the whole thing.
No,
and
that's
be
how you go to the hospital.
No, I know, but he never did. And he would show himself like buying it, opening it, everything. Matt, sorry.
He quit drinking in 2018.
Oh, okay.
That's fair. Due to fear of dying from alcohol poisoning.
And he would
eat
like full bars of soap. Like he would eat the craziest shit that was like, ooh.
It says he went back to eating regular food and objects on his new channel.
Well, you know who I think has a really fun job? I've never met him. I've always wanted. The guy, Rusty for Friday Beers.
What's that?
Or like Almost Friday.
Huh. I don't know what that is.
No one knows what you're talking about.
I don't know.
He's like, he's the guy who's like, all right, today I'm going to be finishing a six pack of whatever beer it is. And he'll have like one beer and he'll tell you how he's feeling, or like he, and then three beers.
Mm. Oh,
he says how, or he'll do like a 12 pack
to like kind of do like a haul.
He does like a haul that you check in with him and he always says like funny stuff, but it's just, he gets celebrated doing that.
It would be really interesting to do a video where we're all drinking the same amount. And then after like one beer, say, then we all do the breathalyzer to see how like we're all each individually affected.
That'd be fun. I bought a breathalyzer before.
You can just like get them on Amazon.
Yeah, is it a good one though?
Yeah, it was. We did it at South by Southwest because all you do at South by is just drink all day.
That'll be fun. Let's do that.
A breathalyzer is super fun.
A good breathalyzer. Because I remember as a kid, like someone bought like a keychain breathalyzer, and
we gotta get the one that they put in the car.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a car with someone who has that?
No, have you?
Yes. Two times in my life, and I learned really fast it's not cool to acknowledge it.
Oh, shit.
I was like, you have a breathalyzer in your car?
Yeah, you'd be like, I need to know what the optics are.
Yeah,
like,
I was working for the Frisco Rough Riders. One of the girls there had a breathalyzer in her car, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I've never seen this.
Did she have to blow it when you got
Yes. And I was like making jokes all the time, and everyone was like, stop.
Oh.
It's not funny. Like, because it means something bad happened. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. Well, the thing is, I was just drunk.
You have to get, like, so many DUIs in order, then it becomes, like, part
or
of
some
your...
sort of accident, probably.
Like, we got to go install something in your car. Also, what's the technics on that?
Could someone else blow it if they wanted to?
It'd be more money.
Why do you get
to
that?
To install that in someone's car.
To prevent you from drunk driving again.
I understand. But like, I know a lot of people who have like multiple DUIs and still don't have it installed. So
it might be
wondering,
like a state by state thing or county by county.
At what point?
I don't know. That's so scary.
It is really scary.
If you're like in a car with someone and they're like, sorry, they're like, hey, can you blow into this for me?
I think people have done that.
Yeah, that's what she does in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, that's where it, yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
It's really sad. Somebody died on TikTok Live drinking like way too much, and he just like people could see him like dying.
He had like alcohol poisoning on live.
Yeah, he was like,
you were watching it in the shower. What? Guy's dying.
No, I just saw it and I was like, I didn't see it, but I saw the article about it.
Alcoholism is not a joke.
And he was doing the thing where it's like, send me this tip and I'll drink this. Send me a tip here and I'll drink this. And people are like, no more.
What
of
did
that.
He do? Like,
is it
choke
world
on
of t-shirts?
His vomit or something?
He like passed out, I think, and was like, and then like threw up. And you could, it's really sad. You could hear people in the background like, what'd you do to him? Like, what happened?
Do you guys
to the TikTok Live?
It was like in the background of the TikTok Live. Like, I don't think they realized it was still going because it was just him.
Oh, but
I believe.
So he wasn't even alone.
Well, there were people there, but not in the room.
Oh my God.
I believe. Yeah, it was really sad. Did you look up the...
It doesn't really say. I think it probably depends on state by state, but it says, designed to be a deterrent for drunk driving, someone with only one DUI conviction may be mandated to use a breathalyzer in their car. So I think it really probably just depends.
Yeah.
What's it called?
A breathalyzer.
I know, but in-car breathalyzer?
It's like the brand name thing again.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
oh,
I just,
God.
In-car
yeah.
breathing tube.
Yeah.
I think alcohol it's literally number. A breathalyzer. It just says, do you get it?
Like, car breathalyzer.
Maintain an IID.
What are you looking at?
Welcome back to the Suits podcast. Today we're going to be talking about season 2, episode 24, Blood in the Water.
You're right. It's called an ignition interlock device.
Oh.
I didn't guess that.
No, but you knew that there was another name.
Of course it's called that.
You said those exact words.
It's called something crazy like that.
But today is July 11th, and I figured I would tell us some fun things that are happening today.
On July 11th?
Yep.
Cool.
Today is National Swimming Pool Day.
Oh my God, I have to go in the pool after this.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just mention, isn't today Flag Day?
No, that's June 14th. Oh, that is today.
Yeah.
Oh, but we're not.
Well, while we're recording, happy Flag Day. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it is Flag Day.
Should have brought some flags for you.
Swimming pool day. What did you have anybody like growing up who had the sickest swimming pool?
No.
My best friend had a swimming pool, and it was one of the ones that was like concrete, though.
Oh,
so you'd always like scrape like your toes or your knuckles.
Oh, that's like my pool now.
But my aunt had like the best swimming pool. It was just like a classic rectangle, had a diving board.
Nice.
We would go there all the time.
Boards, huh?
Yeah, did they?
I feel like I never see them now.
No, I think it's like you, even if it's just like your house and someone's over, like you're so liable that a lot of people are just like,
pool builders can't build them anymore. So a lot, that's why the diving boards you see, like people have them, they're so old because that's from like the time they were installed.
Yeah.
Because they
pool builder won't give you a diving board if you pay for one.
Mm-mm, I think you have to go buy it separately and install
or get like
yourself.
A permit or
I'm
something.
Pretty sure they'll do now it's all about the cliffs. So they don't want the bounce. It's like people will create elevated areas for people to jump off into their pools.
What about a slide? Are those
slides?
Slides are allowed. Slides on swimming pools are so funny because it's literally just choo.
Yeah, it's so short.
But it's like,
also,
kind of
fun.
You always get hurt
on a slide.
Really?
Yeah, it was like
just
burning.
In like a swimming pool. Yeah,
we had some people who had these sickest slides that were like the rock kind of slides that were like
built in.
So it was like half waterfall, half rock. Yeah. God,
so
just
have
like,
seen a waterfall.
I have seen one. Yes,
on those slides. I loved swimming.
If you had a swimming pool, if you had to build a swimming pool, I guess there's so many factors that come into it. Are you more of like a deep end kind of swimming pool person, or like a party volleyball style?
Because
like
deep end, who's hanging out in
I'm
the deep
like
end?
A,
I like to go dive for rings and pretend I'm a mermaid.
Yeah, I like doing that too. I like finding stuff.
Yeah, I was a deep end kind of kid.
Like when I'm at my parents, I'm wearing goggles and I'm like throwing stuff, getting it.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I'm like I would just like a dipping pool where I could like stand from here down the water and then I can just like have a drink and there's like nice
waiting pool,
edge seating. I don't need anything to swim in, though.
Mike can't swim. He's been
You don't know how?
That's a lie. I've been I could probably swim better than you.
Oh.
No, I probably can't. You're bigger than me. I grew up swimming.
Oh my God. I forgot to put my phone on silent. And I literally thought my friend who is engaged was saying like, I'm breaking up with my fiance. She said, friends, it's a bittersweet day. Eric and I are almost officially leaving. But then she said the big city. But I thought was like, look, you already have your wedding planned.
Oh my God.
My heart sank for a second. Moving. It's fine.
That was spooky.
Oh my God. My heart literally.
Can't sort of text like that.
No.
Did you guys all have a good July 4th?
We will be right back after a quick word from our sponsor, Honeylove. The reviews are in. Honeylove came out on top for the best wedding day shapewear. With wedding season upon us, this is the ad you've been waiting for. Whether you're a bride, a guest, or looking for an everyday fit, Honeylove is your go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. I know I've worn shapewear personally before that feels like I am truly suffocating, on the verge of passing away. Like, take this off of me right now. I'm so uncomfortable. Honeylove is not like that at all. It is soft, gives me the confidence, and it's not suffocating, which I think is the most important thing. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Super Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. They also have bodysuits with 360-degree bonded compression that smooths your tummy and hips, built-in support that lifts without underwire. Also, Honeylove is more than just sculpt wear. They have incredibly comfortable bras, tanks, leggings, and everyday support. Here's one of the bras I have. It is so soft and so comfortable. There's no wire, which I am quite obsessed with. Who wants a wire in a bra these day and age? Like, I don't know. But with Honeylove, shapewear should not be hard. Their products make you look and feel good, whether it's for a wedding, an event, an everyday boost of confidence. Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/good and use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/good.
I gotta keep telling you days. It's also National World Population Day.
What is...
It's to remind us that our present rate of population growth is unsustainable and the present social and logistical issues we are experiencing to meet the demand of that population will only get worse if we don't do something.
That's why I'm not having kids.
I've heard like a conflicting opinion about that. I heard we're not having enough kids.
That's what you just said.
Mm-mm. No, she's saying the population
too many
growth,
people.
We're having too many people.
I've heard about...
I think it depends by country and it depends by population density.
Mm. I think the U.S. is saying that we have a population problem because we have a lot of baby boomers that are going to need assistance in the last decade of their life. And there's just not enough young people to replace how many boomers there are in the U.S.
Shit. I saw a couple articles about the lack of population growth and it scared me.
I think
freaked me out.
That's like billionaires trying to get more workers.
Burned
that's all they
by the time
oh, really?
That becomes an issue.
It was Elon Musk who was pointing it out.
Oh, well. A genius.
He's a little conspiratorial.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we're all fine.
He like liked a tweet that was like
super anti-trans.
Yeah.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, he's been, sir, that's your site. You know people can see what you like. You're a dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been doing some weird things.
Hold on. National Pool Day.
Yeah, back to it.
Do we do something to celebrate, or is it just...
You can,
I
yeah.
love a good
yeah, it's like, take a little dip.
I love a good natatorium. I wish there were more natatoriums. Like an indoor pool.
Oh, no.
Oh, so spooky. I do not
the
like it.
Like,
I wish they were more, there were the more of them. Oh. Just tons of them all around so I could just go and be in natatoriums more often. I hate that they're like school related because I'm not going to go on to like a high
school.
Like
they're just
most natatoriums
of
are for...
Like a,
you could say indoor pool.
Yeah.
What is this natatorium word you're trying to throw around? Like everyone knows
to
what you're
talking about. To me, it just reminds me of like hotels.
Indoor pools yeah. at hotels.
Like
that's
at
boring. That's like, this ceiling
it's
is as tall
sad.
As this. That's a little gross.
It's a little
I
sad.
Like the echo the of the natatorium. The yes.
The glass, like where you can, the sun can shine through and make it really hot in there. And it's like almost humid.
Yeah. What about like the YMCA?
I guess so.
It's a little too public.
Mm.
Like an indoor pool,
I'm not
at
a natatorium
house.
Girl.
No, they really creep me out. Like
I
an indoor
am
pool really
not
freaks
a natty
me out.
Girl.
Yeah.
How many days are there, like officially on July 11th?
Like how many?
Like how many do you have? In total?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Interesting.
Why?
Because I, you know, like where did you find this? What's the website that's telling you it's
oh,
National
I
Pool
couldn't
Day?
Tell you.
Okay, well. It turns out that like these it's National Women's Month, or that's probably a real thing, but like
Women's Month,
great example.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like it's National.
Well, it said this because it was like on July 11th of this year when the population hit 5 million. Like, there's reasons why it's
but
on
like
this
National
day.
Hot Dog Day or like National.
Sure,
Pool
it's just
day.
Like made up.
You
things.
Can there's like an official government thing that you can just pay money to and then be an official holiday.
Yeah,
and like I think we've done a brand deal. Or I've done a brand deal with some brand that like bought a specific day and they're like, oh, we're doing National Hot Dog
Perfect.
Day.
Oh, that makes sense.
So like,
sense.
Should we buy a day?
Well, should National we Pool Day should be a federal
that's
holiday.
What we're going to spend our money on?
Like we can say, let's
you
do,
won't let me spend money on anything. And
good,
that's what you want to do?
Good Influences Day. We can
no.
make it on our anniversary.
No.
That's
it's a federal holiday. Banks are closed.
Is it a tax write-off?
I don't know. Probably.
Do you think there's a holiday? Do you think if there's anybody who's alive right now, if they died, it would become a holiday? Because I do.
Who?
For me, genuinely, I think it should be a holiday.
If you say Barbra Streisand.
Close. Dolly Parton.
If
I mean,
Dolly
I'm
Parton
sure.
died, we're not going to get Dolly Parton Day.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
It's not going to be a bank holiday.
But I think she was like a true national treasure.
But think of like Betty White. Like there's no holiday.
Betty,
for...
Well, Betty, yeah, but Betty wasn't putting out music.
Yeah, but she was so loved.
I think the last guy that died that we gave a day to is Martin Luther King. You're yeah. putting her on the same level as Martin Luther King?
Okay, easy
she did
now.
Donate $1 million to the vaccine.
To the vaccine?
To Moderna.
To make it, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. She's really, you know, philanthropic.
Yeah.
And a queen. But I think it would be like on the same category as this, not like a bank holiday
like,
on Google Cal.
First yeah. of all, I don't think if anyone died of a natural cause, yeah, they're getting a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has to be
like
assassinated.
Like, murdered
like, if Barack
or something.
Obama was assassinated, we're getting Barack Obama Day.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's like
that's
but
true.
That just but Dolly Parton dying of old age, not gonna happen.
Oh, I guess you got a point.
Like but, JFK, President's Day. Reason we have President's Day is Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Notice how they're all men.
We have something for women, no? No, I don't think we do.
That's the no?
Mother Teresa Day.
No,
Mother
Teresa.
Yeah, she doesn't even have one.
Wait, do we have a day for Second Julia Day?
I don't think
we have
I don't
one.
Think
You're right.
So. No,
okay.
Women just don't matter to anyone.
Well,
so.
We have National Women's Month.
International Women's Month.
Well, no, it's Women's History Month and then International Women's Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We celebrated here.
We did.
We did.
Mere months ago. Matt didn't celebrate, though, obviously. Known sexist.
No,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local known sexist.
He says this should not be a holiday. I'm going to the bank. Shouldn't be
this
closed.
Is like a personal fave and kind of exciting. National Blueberry Muffin Day.
So stupid.
Actually.
Muffins.
You don't like blueberry muffins?
Fucking, they shouldn't exist.
What?
A muffin should have chocolate chips or something okay. sweet.
Do you like
blueberries
a corn
are
muffin?
Sweet.
Corn muffin's great.
Blueberries are pretty sweet.
Blueberry muffins
with the sugar on top.
Dude, they're imposters. All anyone really wants is the chocolate chip. It's like oatmeal raisin. You want a cookie, you go and pull it, and you see it's not the chocolate chip, it's a disappointment. A blueberry muffin is always a disappointment.
No, it's not. Cake? I absolutely don't agree with you at all.
I will order a blueberry muffin.
Me too.
If they have chocolate chip or blueberry,
it's like pumpkin bread. It's just in a muffin shape.
No,
Mike.
It's the bait and switch of muffins.
No, I think it's okay to have like an array types of muffins that you enjoy.
I don't want healthy shit in my muffin. It's got to be
muffins are not healthy no matter what.
That's the point. So don't try and make it a salad by putting a blueberry in it.
No, it doesn't become a salad.
To me, it's tasty.
Yeah, and like warm, the blueberries are heated. Tasty. They like pop in your mouth a little.
I just remember growing up, we would go to Sam's Club. And they made these really good chocolate chip muffins, and we would get so excited because we would see what we thought was chocolate chip, and then you go and look closer, and it's blueberries. Biggest disappointment.
Did you have glasses then, or did you not?
It might have been before I had glasses, okay?
That makes sense. Yeah.
So that's on you.
You know what I was thinking about?
What?
The reason why I have glasses is my own fault. I don't need them.
What?
When I was when I was like in fifth grade, I just didn't give a shit about school and I didn't pay attention and I was just like not doing well and I like failed tests and stuff and I just wasn't doing well. And my parents suggested, well, maybe you can't see what the teacher's writing on the board because you have bad eyesight. Maybe that's why you're not doing well in school. And I was like, yeah, that's it. And then like coincidentally, the next day was the eye exam. And I was just like, I need glasses because I can't see the board. And I just lied about the thing and they put glasses on me when I was like in fifth grade. And like none of my brothers have glasses. My parents don't have glasses. And I think I just...
Wait, didn't that hurt your eyes?
I think a little bit, but I guess I got used to it.
Oh,
and like
God.
I think that over time, the more that you wear glasses, like your eyes get worse.
Yeah.
And like my eyesight isn't
because
that
you don't
bad.
Need them.
I know.
Wait, so you still don't need them?
Well, no,
he does now.
Need them.
Yeah. Fucked him up too
still,
much.
I was still growing when I first got them and like my eyes were still forming. But I didn't, I don't, like, I'm...
You probably would have never needed glasses.
Correct.
Wow.
Which is, like, so frustrating.
You did it to yourself.
I know.
That's
why
wild.
Why weren't you paying attention that much in class? Fifth grade, dude?
I
don't want to learn how cares.
To add. Who
learned
old
to add before fifth grade?
A long division, fourth grade, I guess.
Who is this old lady talking about history? I don't give a shit. I did not give a shit about that.
If your kids don't give a shit, are you not going to give a shit?
I don't think the education system we have is teaching anyone anything of use. Why do I care what order of the fucking planets are? That's not going to help anybody.
No, it just teaches you like discipline of having to pay attention to information.
It teaches you how to be a blue collar worker that follows rules.
Mike's going to sit his kids down in front of the TV and say, you want to learn something? Put on suits.
Yo, this is a whole new episode.
They're going to watch Suits and Seinfeld. This is how you're going to be funny. Yeah. And this is how you're going to be a lawyer. And then if they want to become a doctor, we'll put on House and Scrubs.
Perfect. Grey's Anatomy.
And that's all you need.
Taylor, for a musician?
Yep. Just say yes.
Dare.
Okay. It's also National Mojito Day.
That's a
holiday I can get behind.
Got a little rum.
Like a mint mojito?
They're so good.
I don't know any. There's mimosa, mojito.
Oh, mojito's like a rum-based drink with a little mint, a little julep. It's so good.
Like the ice? Like right?
It normally comes in like a highball glass.
The mint leaves, you crush
a mojito.
It, and you
mojito.
Have, is
yep.
it rum?
Yep.
It is rum.
So it's rum in a tall, skinny glass.
A highball
glass.
Dude,
it's delicious. It's just a lot. It's kind
They're
of
really
a bit, it's a bit of a schlep to make.
And it, like, think. If you have too many, like, I will absolutely get a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Like, after one, I'm like, okay, I had it.
Okay, so
but it's like
mimosa,
really refreshing.
It's a mojito.
What's a mimosa?
Champagne and orange juice.
You don't know what a mimosa is.
I know that they are alcoholic drinks.
What?
Four.
You're a mimosa, Mike. I bullshit you.
I know that.
You know what this is.
If you pay me $1 million to make you a mimosa, I'm not getting it.
Are you kidding?
I have no
idea. You've lived in LA for how many years? You've never gone to a brunch.
I know that people order them and that there's alcohol, but I don't know what the difference is between a margarita, a mojito, a mimosa. There's all these, there's like so many of them.
Well, what's a margarita?
I'm going to open my legs.
A mimosa.
If you had to order like an alcoholic beverage that wasn't beer, what would you order?
Just like a whiskey, old fashioned.
You're never like curious looking around being like, what's everyone else drinking? Or like...
I finally figured out what the Bloody Mary is. It's like tomato juice and vodka.
Yeah.
And a Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that.
Okay, that's a start.
A mimosa.
Margarita. You should venture into margaritas.
Like a Moscow Mule.
Couldn't tell you. I know it comes in the copper cup.
Yeah.
Moscow.
Russian, I don't know what's vodka. In a Moscow Mule, yeah. But I know it's delicious.
You don't know what's in a Moscow Mule?
Ginger beer. There's ginger beer and...
lime and vodka.
And vodka.
We used to drink those a lot. That's
but like a mimosa. My go-to drink.
Yeah. We used to like make them.
It's like, what's in a PB&J?
Is that the one with champagne you said?
Mimosa? Champagne and orange juice.
Is that it? It's just champagne and orange
juice?
What
about a screwdriver?
That I know. Vodka and orange juice.
Good job.
Oh, there we go.
That was the first thing I ever drank.
You should try a margarita.
I've had a margarita. That's tequila.
Am I the asshole for giving my friend a hard time about not knowing what's in a mimosa?
No, I think that's a right.
Everyone's the asshole here.
Roast.
I get it, but like people who just drink at brunch on a Sunday, we're just prolonging the inevitable here. Like the hangover's coming. Wouldn't you rather just get over it today?
I think it can kind of coast you into a good nap that makes your Sunday scaries go away, but you're not going to go like balls to the wall like you would on a Saturday.
Mm. Or like, you just drink to forget.
Yeah.
Hair of the dog. You know where that phrase comes from? Hair of the dog?
Tell me.
Do you know?
No.
So you know what the idea is. Mm-hmm. If you're hungover, you drink a little bit more, which actually is scientifically...
incorrect.
No, correct.
Oh, really? Wow. I'd want to throw up hungover if I had to drink again.
Okay, if I can get a little science-y here. When you drink, your body...
I'm kidding.
Your body is becoming depressed.
Dehydrated.
And dehydrated, but depressed. So all of your systems are slowing down, okay? Because that's what alcohol does. It slows everything down.
Wait, but I thought that... What happened? Why does your heart race sometimes?
Because to compensate for the drug of your body slowing down from alcohol, your body produces adrenaline and the anxiety of like pushing the wake up chemicals in your body of like, wake up to counteract the alcohol.
So it's not a stimulant.
Alcohol is not a stimulant. It's alcohol depressant. Is a depressant.
Okay. Except like, isn't tequila still,
no, they're all,
it's the most stimulating of the depressants.
But it like, as a drug, alcohol is a depressant. And then the next day, because alcohol is like truly just a poison for your body is overcompensating the next day and continuing to pump the wake up, be alert, like excited chemicals in your body. And that's why you feel anxious and like your heart's racing, you're sweating.
Is this your parasympathetic like system?
I think something, I don't know the exact terms, but the point is if you take a drink, you're basically calming that like anxiety part back down with the depressant effect of alcohol. But it's a vicious cycle. That's how people become alcoholics.
Just take a Xanax.
But after, so you drink that one drink and it slows it down, but then when it wears off, does it come back?
Yeah,
A little bit, but it's like a temporary fix.
Got it.
But the reason why it's called hair of the dog that bit you is because there used to be a thing that if you got rabies from a dog.
And I've never heard that.
That's the full phrase, the hair of the dog that bit you. And they used to believe that if a dog bit you and you got like rabies or a disease and you ate the hair of the dog, that your body would like fix it.
Oh, weird.
Oh my God, I'm never going to remember that, but it's so interesting. Yeah.
Hair of the dog that bit you is the full phrase.
I didn't know. You really learn something new every day. On National Blueberry Muffin Day at that.
And pool day. And flag day, really.
National Blueberry Muffin Day.
We're on mojito. A little fun fact about mojitos.
Tell me.
You didn't say my name.
Aaron.
Okay, I'm just going to say Ernest.
Wait, no.
Well,
come on. I couldn't
get the sentence out. You would have never guessed that Ernest Hemingway's favorite drink was a mojito.
Yeah. I've read The Sun Also Rises.
Isn't that so funny? Taylor Swift. It's such a funny drink, I feel like, for like...
Didn't he kill himself?
I don't know a thing about Ernest. All I know about Ernest is the Ernest movies.
No, that's a different guy.
I'm aware.
Do you know what Taylor Swift's go-to mixed drink is?
Oh, this will make you like her. Think, Mike, you just were talking about it. This will make you like her.
What's the absolute most basic, boring drink?
Oh my God.
No, it's like pick me.
Her favorite drink is an Appletini.
No, shut the fuck up.
What? Is that what?
I'm giving you a clear hint.
A pick me drink?
No, I just said you mentioned it and it'll make you like her.
An old fashioned?
Yeah, she loves a whiskey.
Oh, I was gonna say the other thing.
What?
Oh, that's absolutely disgusting.
Vodka Diet Coke.
Is Taylor Swift's favorite drink?
Well, it's like known to be one of her like go-to drinks.
That sounds more accurate. She probably said whiskey to like sound cool and be one of the boys, but like...
No, she mentions it a lot.
Yeah.
It's like in a lot of her songs.
Taylor, sorry.
Diet Coke and vodka, like...
He got annihilated in the
comments.
That
is giving alcohol.
That's vile.
I would try it.
My dad drinks that. He's not an alcoholic, but like Diet Coke he would vodka? Always have like a Smirnoff.
I drank that when I was like in college, but I had no clue what like I was
how to mix
doing.
Anything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, when you're like in high school and stuff and you gotta like find ingredients around the house so you can steal from your parents.
Oh, I remember the first weekend Sam, my brother, came to college and he also had never drank before and he like came over and he thought he was being like, okay, I got the alcohol, and it was a bottle of Hypnotic, which is like that blue like liqueur. He was like, let's drink this. And I was like, bro, that is fucking Windex. Put that away.
Oh, my God.
Like, who is fucking drinking Hypnotic?
Oh, I had a bottle.
Yeah. Is that the one that has like 40-40 on it or something?
I don't know. I mean, but it's like... it's really beautiful. Like, it looks
it's
like...
It's Hypnotic.
Yeah. It's also National Free...
Oh, already love it.
Slurpee Day.
Oh, it's 7-Eleven!
That one is a national holiday. Yep. I feel like I see it all over the
place. I used to be an intern for 7-Eleven.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
For their ad agency. I worked on, I don't know, a bunch of different campaigns, but it was really fun on 7-Eleven Day. I get to go around to all the 7-Elevens in the Dallas area, which is also where 7-Eleven is headquartered at.
Oh.
And like get free Slurpees.
Fun.
Wow.
And what else is interesting about 7-Eleven? Oh, did you know in 7-Eleven, the girl who's like the heiress to 7-Eleven was adopted because she was born on 7-Eleven.
Come on.
By the 7-Eleven family. Also, if you've ever noticed about 7-Eleven, the N in the logo is the only, lowercase. Is lowercase. It's the only letter that's lowercase. Everything else is uppercase. Except the last letter.
Why?
Is that her name?
Because the wife of the guy of 7-Eleven was looking at it and she goes, honey, it should just be a lowercase N. I feel like it would really soften it up. And she was kind of right. Like, look at the logo.
Never
but
noticed.
A lot of people don't realize that the N in 7-Eleven is lowercase.
Yeah, now I gotta look at it.
Yeah, will you show us? Because now
11.
That's so interesting.
And it was called 7-Eleven because it used to be open from 7 to 11.
Is it 24 hours now?
Oh, isn't it kind of wild? And now it's most are 24 hours. The first one that was 24 hours is on the UT campus on...
I was literally thinking with the lowercase MLK? N, like all the letters would be uppercase and then it's just so small.
Me too, me too.
No, it's the same size.
Yeah.
Have you guys taken advantage of the free Slurpee on 7-Eleven Day?
I don't think so.
They've
like
also
I have
just
once.
Revamped the 7-Eleven Slurpee too. Like the
I just like the big gulps, Diet
this
Coke.
One. It's all lowercase.
Oh, that's really cool, Aaron. I think that they're probably doing a more new modern take on some things.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
For most 7-Elevens, the N is lowercase.
Well, it looks like your facts becoming a little less fun, Matt.
Oh, sad.
That is very interesting. It's also cow. Appreciation Day.
Can we move it up for the cows?
Move.
And it was like you can go to Chick-fil-A and get free chicken because they want to encourage you to not eat meat product.
Do you understand that? That's why the cows are saying eat more chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yes.
I remember as a kid for the longest time I didn't get it.
It's a little weird. It's a big jump.
That ad campaign.
Because
like,
they're both animals. Like, wouldn't they be on the same team?
Yeah.
Like, don't eat animals.
Yeah.
They're like pitting the animals against
each
other.
They're having a civil war.
I think that campaign.
It says dress up as a cow. Okay. Cow Appreciation Day. This is what it says you should do.
Is this?
Dress up as a cow. And forgo the beef by heading to Chick-fil-A on Cow Appreciation Day for free chicken entree. Cows will thank you. In 1995, it marked the beginning of the cow revolution when herds of beef cattle everywhere decided to take a stand for the future of the bovine race. Far more intelligent than others, Hef R. Jones, known as Eatin' Birds, took his limited grasp of his owner's language and painted Eat More Chicken on a billboard.
This is an ad campaign made by the Richards Group. Sorry, just been wanting to get that.
This daring move, he set in motion a movement among cows everywhere to encourage us to eat more chicken so we wouldn't be eating them. Cow Appreciation Day commemorates Hef and everything he's done for cattle kind.
What about Chicken Appreciation Day?
I don't know.
Eat more cows.
I wonder if it's like... what is the difference
between a cow and a chicken? Well,
or just like why we wouldn't appreciate one more than the other.
Theoretically, cows are a little bit more intelligent and they're capable of more emotion, so they're closer to.
They're
a human.
Mammals.
Like we don't eat. Oh yeah, they are mammals too.
Do you think it's also
eggs.
Like more?
It's also way easier to raise chickens
and
take
kill
up
a
less
chicken.
Space. Yeah,
and cows are so big and cute. They're like dogs.
There's like a
Should we go cow tipping?
It's not a real thing.
Let's put that on the list.
It's not a real thing.
Yeah, but like, we can myth bust.
I don't want to stand anywhere near like horses or cows. Just the thought of like, boom.
I know. Feel like cows
can kick backwards, forwards, and just that going right into my chest and my sternum breaking and popping my lungs and my heart and just being like,
oh my God. Yeah, not before the wedding.
Horses standing behind that shit.
Yeah, I was listening to Smartless and Kaylee Cuoco was just on it, and she almost had to like get her leg amputated because she did horseback riding and it like fell on her.
Kaylee Cuoco?
Kaylee Cuoco.
It's Cuoco?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh. She's talking about the actress.
Yeah, yeah. Are flight attendant?
Of... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch that?
A good face, Matt.
Did the flight attendant? Patricia watched it. Seemed pretty good.
I can't imagine you'd enjoy it. Especially if you didn't like
I thought she was a very awful person.
Oh, in the show.
Yeah.
Oh. I feel like I got to like mid-season.
Well, she's like an addict. Like, okay. That's the whole point.
Yeah, when she, I watched when she relapsed and I was like, no.
Spoiler. Yeah. She's in a new show. It's pretty funny. You'd also wouldn't like it. So I don't know why.
I used to watch her ride horses sometimes.
Really?
Who?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Cuoco?
Sorry.
There's like a trend that like designers will make bad UX that would like never be used. So it'll be like an example is
what's a UX
like user interface or user experience. So like it'll be a design like a mock-up of a design. So just an example is someone shows a screenshot of your iPhone messages and then underneath your last message it will say read 47 times with like no response. It's like adding in features that would not be a good thing to add.
Read 47 times.
Yeah, like imagine if your phone told you how many times someone read your message before responding. Anyway, I saw one that was like on a box of like beef. It had a picture of the cow and it was like, this was Bessie. Oh. She enjoyed roaming the fields and playing with her balloons. She was slaughtered on January 5th and now you can enjoy her.
No.
And it's just like the idea of like, yeah, it's people just don't associate the fact that you're eating hamburgers that were like these. Like when you see cows jumping around.
Like a sweet cow.
It's so crazy because I think I would still read that and be like, that's really sad.
Yum.
Put it in my car.
Big Mac time.
You know, yeah. Like I think like I know like when I'm getting meat, I think about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is how this was given to me.
Yeah.
It's really sad. And then you see, I've seen TikToks of people like cuddling with cows and they're so sweet. And I'm like, why the fuck do I eat it?
Like imagine if you did that to like dogs.
Have you ever seen the movie Temple Grandin or know the story of Temple Grandin? Like the autistic woman who like revolutionized the slaughterhouse industry. She's a professor at Texas A&M, but they also made a movie with Claire Danes and it's on HBO or Max as it is now. And it's such a great feel-good movie about an autistic like person and in the slaughterhouse industry and how she made it actually like a really humane way of how these animals go up to the moment of when they are slaughtered. Life. Yes. Like it's a really great
film.
It's
on Max.
What do you think like a cow's average lifespan is?
Like if they weren't slaughtered?
No.
If they are slaughtered.
Pre-killed for food.
I don't know. Not long enough.
Like
I wonder what their
years.
Lifespan is like normally without being slaughtered. Like if it's 20 years or like 10.
Cow's like lifespan.
No, dude. I feel like cows.
A cow can live around 20 years.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
6 years old, average 3.
God.
I found... I mean, I have something else to talk about if you guys want.
Oh, yeah, we can move on.
Yeah, no more days.
No more days. Okay. Well, I was also very high last night and thought this was like so funny. I don't know if it's not funny anymore.
Carly
but
getting
it's
high
so
by herself.
Cool. But it did. No one was there. But he wasn't really high, but fine. Okay, so I saw on Reddit last night, it said, what are you convinced people are just pretending to enjoy? So I think that'd be like a fun discussion, but I have some on here that are like
well, Mike's
kind of
first
fun.
And foremost, Taylor Swift.
Oh,
he doesn't
do
even
pretend. To enjoy Taylor Swift.
Oh, wait, I thought it said, what do you think people are pretending to enjoy?
Oh, no, I think people truly enjoy Taylor Swift.
I just... see what you mean, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he thinks people everyone's pretending to like Taylor Swift.
No, I think people, okay, well, let's hear it.
Okay. Well, the first one
you read it again so I can understand?
Yeah.
What are dumb girl brain?
What are you convinced people are just pretending to enjoy?
Oh yeah, that is what I thought.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Large group
dinners. You guys are gaslighting me.
Well, I thought you meant like him liking Taylor Swift.
No.
I was like, what? Okay. One of the responses was parades. How do we feel about parades?
No, I think people actually
like
them. I would go to a parade.
Yeah, I feel like they're a little like, all right.
I think they're on like a
if, I, if I'm getting, I better be getting candy.
Some beads.
And beads.
Yeah.
And oh, you don't want to just witness? Like, I like looking at the stuff. Oh, there's marching band. Well, oh,
where
there's
am I going to a parade?
Like, yeah, I guess if, I haven't,
if
like,
I was like, guys, there's a parade going by.
You don't watch, like, the Thanksgiving Day parade.
In New York. If you live in New York, there's like, oh, it's the Puerto Rican Day parade, or it's
Fourth of July parade.
Fourth of July. Yeah, there's always a parade. I love it.
And
it's
it's like this... leading up to a parade, you always kind of have like a little thing you're doing, whether it's like, oh, we're doing like drinks at our house before the parade, or like we're meeting up at the park and then going to the parade.
I don't think people pretend to like a parade.
I just want to be friends with somebody who has a really great spot that is where the parade goes by. Because like, you
used to be my house.
What do you mean?
Well, we had a 4th of July parade and my dad one year, because it was like the beginning of it was fire trucks, and so he would drive the fire truck, and there'd be tons of people. Oh, it would be bikes. We all would decorate our bikes, and it'd be a little parade. So it wasn't like a parade, but it was like the neighborhood parade.
Yeah,
but it went right by our house. We'd wake up at 7 a.m. and just sit and
I want to
watch it.
See the Vanderpump float every year at Gay Pride. I was on the BuzzFeed float for Pride one year. That was fun. I don't know. Parades are
not
fun.
Not pretending. Yeah.
Someone said New Year's Eve. Everybody feeling like they have to have something to put on Facebook.
Oh, well, that's their problem. I think New Year's Eve is objectively like a fun, like, what?
It's like there's an air to it.
Yeah.
And I love it's like after it's the end of Christmas, which I love. And then I'm
you
like,
you love
oh.
the end of
but
Christmas?
Then I, no,
no. No, he loves Christmas.
There's a bit of like post-Christmas depression, but then you're like, but hey, we got New Year's coming up.
Yeah.
And so.
I do feel, though, that a lot of people have a lot of pressure to have fun on New Year's because it feels like everyone else is, and you're like, well, what are we doing? We have to do something, when really you don't really have to do something, but people will force themselves to go somewhere. Like people who buy $200 tickets
crazy.
To go to the club.
I mean,
what a waste.
Like,
oh,
for that
to get a,
is that even
good
fun?
A champagne.
Yeah. Sometimes that's worth it. Sometimes that's worth it. Depends on where you're at.
You couldn't pay me to go out on New Year's Eve.
I'm like the very opposite of that. Like
I love being home.
Don't care about it in that sense, but I just think it's like such a magical day. And like no matter where I am or who I'm with, like we're going to have a fun celebration.
I just like that it's a day off and no one's emailing me. New Year's Day on Wednesday. Sign me up.
Yeah. Boxing Day.
No emails. Ooh. Let's go. I think there's a lot of YouTubers that are pretending to have a good time in their life and they're just not.
That's like any influencer.
Wait, what did you say?
Like a lot of YouTubers and like these TikTok people who are like pretending to just have super fun, like so much fun.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I know you're pretending. Like you can see the second they put the camera down.
Yeah.
They're just like not the same person.
So many influencers are miserable.
But we're not. This is exactly what we're like all the time.
I'm not. I just know a lot of people who I think are miserable.
And also, if Carly and I are, like, the amount of times on our channel, we're just like, we don't know what the fuck to do. Like, there are so many people that just, like, wouldn't do that because they have to keep up, like, this illusion that, like, everything is perfect.
Yeah.
When, like, it's not. Like, just be a person and feel how you feel.
Someone said, this is their opinion, hauling their whole family of snot-nosed kids to Disney for expensive tickets, overpriced shitty food, some gems in there, but mostly is meh. Packed crowds, Florida swamp heat, overpriced hotels, being nickel and dime for everything, waiting in lines, old rides, just to feel the magic, and the kids slash adults better not have a tantrum.
What the prompt is.
I'm always
what people
very
pretend to
surprised
enjoy. Like going
by
to Disney with children and having to pay, and like they're snotty. And gross.
No, I think kids, that just sounds like a person who just
doesn't like it.
Not flexible and doesn't like. You just have to accept a few things when you do an experience like that. Like, just accept.
Like, it's going to be some schlepping. And,
you're gonna wait in line. You're going to be in a crowded place. You're going to pay more for food. But in exchange, kids will get to, like, see their favorite characters in real life.
Mickey Mouse.
Like, yeah, come on. I'm convinced people are pretending to have fun at, like, raves. Like when
really?
Like people who are just like DJ.
Yes, I thought about that when I was in Vegas and I was watching a bunch of people like jam out to Tiesto by the pool. And I go, what? What are those people doing?
Like, why do you?
They've been standing there for hours. I guess they must be on Molly, but they sure as hell did not look like they were on like some fun Molly.
You see like a rave and it's just like, and everyone's just like, what? Okay.
That's just because you don't understand that genre.
No, I do. But it's, I can listen to the music, but like, the people who, just like what he just said, you're standing around like in a pool or like you're going to like a festival that is just.
I could do
like people
a
wait
nighttime EDM
all
rave,
day
but,
for
like,
Harry Styles. Like, what's the difference?
Or Mars Volta.
Yeah,
I think people do enjoy rave.
I think so,
like,
too.
The people that are into like techno,
there's
EDM.
Like a huge EDM culture. I would say it's like probably the biggest like phenomenon of all music genres ever.
I know that it's huge, but like, I don't know. I just, there's something weird about
it. You convince people don't actually like it.
Yeah, I think that they're just like, they think everyone else likes it, so they're gonna like it. Look, oh, those people look like they're having a good time.
I disagree.
I'll go there and I'll just jump up and down at the same time as everyone else and we'll all have fun together. Like, this is fun, right? This is sick. He just dropped the beat. Wow, we're all having
it.
Like,
actually is when you're on Molly and you're watching that shit and that beat drops. My you've never felt like more closer to like God.
I was sober at EDC and I was like, this is so fun. It's just like the energy around it. Like the people who are in deep with that culture love it because of the community. It's like, I feel like the music is really fun, but it's also like such an event for everyone to kind of like come together and
I guess
have
what's
a nice
weird
time.
Is like the thing that people are like looking all the same way and like looking at the DJ because he's like not really like, to me the point of the music is to like dance and have fun, but when you see like a rave, everyone is just looking at the guy doing the same thing.
There's
I don't
all
it.
These visuals though that
I
are
guess
like,
yeah. I, but like I get a Harry Styles concert, you like him, he's hot, you like the
well,
lyrics,
they like the DJ,
I guess
he's hot.
All right,
Tiesto.
If I went to a rave, I would have to be pretending to have a good time. I just don't. I would never be like.
No, of course.
I don't get
it. But I think the people who frequent them often are actually enjoying.
You don't think anyone there is faking it?
Well, I feel probably like probably favorite people like you who didn't want to be there.
But I feel like in a Harry Styles crowd, you're not going to find people that are pretending. But I feel like in a rave crowd, you will find people who are just like.
It's kind of like being at a club.
Yeah, like going to a club.
Like some people just are, you just have to be like, woo.
Like no one's
like I can't wait to leave soon.
I think
club?
It's the same for any kind of music genre. Like think of all the girls who like drag their boyfriends to go with them to Harry Styles or whatever, who are
the
just like
aren't
I'm
pretending.
Here to support.
The guys are not pretending.
They might be.
I think so.
I don't know, maybe I'm off on a bad.
Like what if you
here.
Came with us to a Taylor Swift show? Like you would be pretending to have a nice time.
So again, the prompt is, what do you convince other people are pretending to enjoy? Someone said sex with me.
Sad.
Oh, really sad.
And then someone goes same, and then someone responded, so you also don't enjoy sex with this guy. That's really funny. The Oscars and other award shows.
Oh, I could see that.
People who don't follow it, and I don't blame you for not wanting to watch it.
No, but I think even like people that are there are pretending. Like the actors who are there don't actually, some of the people don't actually give as much of a shit.
No. I think they genuinely don't give a shit, but they understand like it's important to recognize
like
these people.
But the Oscars make it seem like this is the most important thing of your career. But a lot of these actors are just pretending to be, I'm so thankful for this award. And it just means so much to me.
No, for some people, man.
For some people, it does. I know. For some people, because it makes their career. If you win the Oscar, your paycheck just went up and you're now like bona fide. But if you're like, I don't know.
Who do you think wouldn't care if they got an Oscar?
For the first time ever?
Yeah. Like they would be that person that he's
like, I don't think like Samuel L. Jackson actually gives a shit about the Oscars. He's like, dude, I'm fucking doing whatever I want.
Has
I don't
he
care.
Ever won one?
I don't know. But I feel like he's just like a guy who's just kind of, you know.
You're telling me that when Samuel L. Jackson was at the beginning of his career, and if he won an Oscar, he wouldn't care about it?
No, not at the beginning of his career.
Ezra Miller.
Yeah, definitely not.
He wouldn't
Is he
give
even like invited?
Shit. I don't know. Probably not. But I could see
Isn't
him.
Isn't he going to be
Shia
in
LaBeouf,
a movie?
Shia LaBeouf, I could see him not really caring.
Yeah. Like,
but I also think Shia LaBeouf could win an Oscar.
Or like if Ezra, if Vampire Weekend won a Grammy, I feel like they'd be like, this is cool.
They have won a Grammy.
Oh,
for best rock album, Father of the Bride, or alternative album.
Do you think that he was actually as excited as like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like there's a little bit of phoning in with these award shows.
I know.
All of these people that we're referencing, I feel like are all kind of a little pretentious also, though.
So you think they actually buy into it of like, oh my God, thank you
so
much.
No, I think they're just like, oh, I'm like better than the Grammys.
That is possible too.
Yeah.
They're
like, why do I need an award to tell me that my art is good?
I wish there was a better influencer awards. Like if someone just really did it right.
No, like I feel a good like,
yeah.
My thing I hate about influencer awards, I think everyone has the fucking worst etiquette I've ever seen at influencer awards.
What happened
yes,
to you?
If you don't know who this a beauty vloggers who's up for an award. Vloggers. Still fucking clap. I went to the Streamies Awards. I've never been more disappointed in anybody just laughing sympathetically to anybody giving up and making jokes and just clapping. People did not fucking clap worth shit. You look like idiots. Next time you go watch those award shows, look at how terrible the etiquette is of all those other influencers. And to the influencers who do go to those things, clap. Have some fucking decorum, you pieces of shit.
It's also,
I think that's the most disrespect. If you, there's a reason why people hate influencers, it's because of how y'all act at these damn award shows. Decorum. Just clap at things in general. You're, I don't, like, get why anybody doesn't fucking, I know, clap.
Because, well, you're giving a lot of credit to people who are just, like, pretty not great people to begin with.
I guess so. I had never just been, when I, time I went to the Streamies, I was like, can we just fucking clap for people? I've never felt, oh my god.
Yeah.
I went, sorry, to, wait, was that too much?
No, no, that's good. Very funny.
I hear, I went to the Shorties once or twice, yeah, too, and it's like,
they're awkward.
They're so,
yeah,
awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward because, like, you don't, it's like you're kind of friends with some people, you don't know other people, and then someone else is giving a speech or, like, they're nominated, and it's just,
just be respectful. And, yeah. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Why somebody is getting finally an award for something that they've worked so hard on for their entire year, and you think you're just too special or you don't give a shit to just move your hands like this and clap? I don't know. I bet,
can't,
if you rewatch
this,
the stream,
you'll
be seeing me going, clap.
And you're, why, like, everybody's still,
I don't get, I can't imagine. I just, this is just my nature. If someone's winning an award and they're announcing people and then all these people start clapping and you just go, like, and just watch this shit happen. How?
Yeah.
What is in your human nature,
I'm
for
on
you
your
not
side,
to have an
you're
inch
in
of,
environment,
like, joy?
Yeah. Be a part of it.
Yeah.
And happiness.
And especially, it's like, imagine if you won and everyone was like,
even if you were, like, in the same category and lost.
Yeah, you still, I mean, you
have,
yeah,
to do a little,
yeah. I don't understand,
it's
why people
so
don't do that.
It's so awkward at award shows when they, like, flash to other people in the category and then they're not, like,
they have to be, yeah.
Just, oh, watching someone win an award, the whole room claps and then you're just like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? And no, and I mean this by, like, there's large spurts of people. I hate, yeah, bad audience etiquette. People who talk while other people are, like, talking on stage and stuff.
Yeah.
Just, it's just a time and a place.
Yeah. That bothers me too. I'm like,
and I'm not saying it's like, oh, we need to have the best decorum. Like, it's up to the Oscars. But, like, I've never, yeah, been more disappointed with the influencer social media space at public events where people are getting awards.
And they're all your peers too. Like, why would you want people who, like, you could potentially collaborate with or, like, do all their things with to think, yeah, that you're, like, a rude asshole.
Yeah. And I'm not targeting out anybody, and I'm not saying I'm bitter because, oh, I didn't win any war. I don't give a shit
about
that.
Have you never won? Didn't you win something?
Oh, we won, ensemble, like, best YouTube ensemble. But I just have never been just more like, this is why people hate this shit.
Yeah. It's also, yeah, so awkward just being there. I'm sure, like, every award show is, but, like, it's very,
the
awkward,
production value, I feel like, is probably a little,
not
bit better,
great,
at the Oscars and the,
yeah,
Grammys.
Yeah, probably
than it is
a little
at,
bit better.
You know, yeah. The whatever awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wish people, and it's also maybe just, I feel like there's been a lack of, like, public, like, laughing and clapping to things.
Is there,
than there
anyone
used to be,
that if you were at an award show, you wouldn't clap for?
Kanye West.
Ooh. Will Smith? Will Smith, I sure as shit, after he slapped Chris Rock, I wouldn't have stood up for him when he won.
Yeah, that was
a best actor.
Shit.
He's swearing.
I sure as shit. This is a funny, like, you're just, yeah, animated and funny.
That was
wild.
Insane that he got a standing ovation after assaulting,
yeah,
someone.
Huh? Huh?
That's,
he
crazy,
slapped a guy and he still won.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Things That Happened a Year Ago podcast.
Yeah.
No,
I guess,
true,
like,
though,
if, like, Harvey Weinstein won something,
yeah,
I guess, but I don't think he's winning anything.
I think not in jail, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Mel Gibson,
Trump,
not a fan.
I would never clap
for Trump.
Yeah.
I think time and place,
if
maybe.
If Trump gave a speech, I wouldn't applaud before, but if he was funny, maybe after, I'll give him a, all right, that was good.
Way to go.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard for me to think.
I'm trying to think of, like, people who I have issues with.
I think the other problem with those influencer awards is that they just nominate literally every influencer because they want every influencer to post that I was nominated, and then they build their brand, and it's like, yep, okay, we get, like, everyone can kind of see through it, and it just doesn't feel special.
Yeah.
But if there was, like,
Carly and I lost 1 year.
To who?
I'll never go back. Jenna and Julian.
Yeah.
which deserved.
Could we get nominated?
I wish that Jenna had left the internet before then. We would have had a chance.
For Carly,
we were so excited. We were posting it everywhere. This is like 2017 or something.
I think so. Yeah.
For streamies or shorties?
I don't remember.
I never remember the difference. I could have.
Webbies?
I think it wasn't Webbies.
I don't. I really don't know.
I don't even.
I could look
either.
In my email.
I think it was streamies. Which one's like?
Like YouTube should put on an award show.
They do. It's the streamies.
Oh, YouTube does the streamies.
Yes.
What is the difference? It's the same thing,
it's the
right?
Media outlets that own it.
Well, the shorties, I think, is like a separate company. Like,
yeah, but
their
like
own
it's
thing.
The overall same concept, just like the Internet Awards.
Thing. Yeah.
Do you think they'd ever do like a podcast one specifically?
Imagine
or is there enough?
They have a podcast one. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, like
the
just award show.
Awards?
I'm pretty sure there's like a podcast awards.
Oh.
Oh, and Unfiltered, we won American Influencer Awards.
Oh, on a podcast one.
Best podcast.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, it's just the podcast awards is like best solo podcast, best video podcast.
We're up against Joe Rogan.
Call her daddy, Joe Rogan. We're like,
he's like, just want to thank everyone up here. Good influences.
The I'm honored to be in the same category as
good influences. You motherfuckers are hilarious.
Oh yeah, the Webbies do it too.
Didn't Joe win a Webby for doing that thing with Tom Ford?
What did he do with Tom Ford?
He was nominated.
No, he won it. He has a trophy in his house.
What did he do with
Are
Tom
you sure
Ford?
It's real?
Like, no, it
fake trophies.
It's a Dundee. Yeah.
He directed a commercial with Tom Ford.
Oh, I didn't.
And like work with him on it and wow. won something.
Did
yeah.
he get a suit?
I don't know.
Did he get suits?
Maybe it was like an advertising agency award.
I bet they wear Tom Ford in suits.
Probably. That's a cool show.
Have you ever watched it?
Suits? Are we still on Suits?
No, we can move on. Okay, so what I brought is some good news that has happened.
Okay,
so
I love
things
that.
So things that like, you know,
okay.
Not that I'm not a grumpy old man anymore.
Okay,
positivity.
John Krasinski. Maybe we can sell this for $1 billion or whatever he sold it for.
What did he sell?
Good news. Remember it came out in the pandemic, John Krasinski did that like internet show?
It was such a weird, it was like right at the beginning of the pandemic and he would like highlight some good news.
Because everything was so depressing. Yeah. And then he literally sold it for like millions of dollars.
But then like they
nothing ever happened.
It. Yeah. He just cashed out.
Good for
out.
Him.
Got his bag.
Yeah.
Good news. Got his bag.
This will get me through the pandemic.
Yeah. So the ozone layer is healing much faster and should, or sorry, the ozone layer is healing and should soon heal even faster. If not everyone remembers, but in the 90s, the ozone layer was kind of like a big.
Oh, I remember being so scared of the ozone layer.
That it was like opening up.
Oh, I remember when a teacher first explained the ozone layer. She goes, every time you start your car, a piece of the ozone layer goes away. She goes, every time we.
That's horrifying.
And
that
I was like, I thought the way she did this, and every time.
It was like a little
it was
bubble.
Gone. And I thought it was going to be like.
What if I started twice?
I was like,
no.
What?
That's what me with hairspray. I remember people would say hairspray.
Yes.
I was like,
aerosol.
I can't use hairspray.
Aerosol cans with the whatever's in the particles.
Yeah.
And so that was a big problem.
But me. But and I'm then, inside my house.
yeah.
How is it going to get into
the spraying it outside?
And
not
wait,
spraying
so
it in space.
Why is it healing faster?
Because in 1987, no in 1987, there was a treaty that banned dangerous gases and the ozone layer is on track to recover within 40 years, meaning like it will be completely
wow.
healed back to where it
Did
was.
Did you guys see that photo of, I forget, I think it might've been Shein or like one of those fast fashion brands that like from space or something, you can literally see the landfill of where they dump everything.
It's insane. This year, California got the water that it needed. It rained for those who don't know. And California is like basically perpetually in a drought. But
and, well, it's not
it's
that we
to,
need it because it's not even
raining.
Hot out here.
Well, record levels of rainfall have replenished the reservoirs and built up the all-important snowpack in the Sierras. We still need a little bit more water to get out of the years-long drought, which is still ongoing. But 2023 is looking better than it would have been expected.
I wonder if fire season will be like minimal this year.
It will be because it's El Nino. They just announced yesterday or this morning that it's El Nino.
Okay. It's just like El Nino is something I feel like I heard once at school.
Oh,
so
there was like a whole chapter El Nino, La Nina.
I know it alternates and it predicts where it's going to be more wet and where it's going to be more dry across like the country. And so the lower half of the country, like Southern California and everything, will be Northern California. I don't
know.
Wet. But no, we'll be wet. We're gonna have a lot of rain.
Hmm.
for the summer.
It's not the only thing that's going to be wet this summer.
One margarita. In the US, in Europe, and even in China, you can see further and breathe easier with each year that passes because fine particulate matter pollution has fallen by 41% in the US since 1990, saving 370,000 lives per year, which means that 30,000 people this month are not dying from lung disease.
Wow. Whoa. That's crazy.
Where's like the Taylor Swift settles Ticketmaster dispute and all the fees for concerts are going to be?
That hasn't happened, I don't think.
But, it'll happen.
More artifacts are being rightfully returned to their countries, which I don't know if this is a thing that people know, but a lot of other countries have very famous and important artifacts from other countries, most notably the British Museum, basically like stole everything from Africa and all these other countries. There's a joke. Why are the pyramids in Egypt? It's because they're too heavy to move to the British Museum.
Oh, shit.
Last year, sculptures that have been seized in Nigeria by British soldiers in 1897 have since dispersed into public and private collections around the world, meaning like they're giving them back. The Houston Museum returned a large sarcophagus to Egypt, and
I think I just saw this. They like opened it.
I don't know.
They opened
Yum.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so dusty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was this Mashable article also had a lot of stuff about like Trump, and I'm like, okay,
Mashable
that's not...
is still
Where's
putting
the
up
fun
articles.
Stuff.
What do you mean the fun?
Like,
stuff?
Like, there's going to be a Ted Lasso season 4.
That's what you think of good news?
Yeah. Suits is making a comeback.
Okay.
The Suits revival.
Suits too furious.
Conversion therapy for LGBTQ is banned in
nice.
Canada.
Oh, good.
Huge.
They do everything good there.
Maya Angelou became the first black woman to be featured on a U.S. quarter.
What? Oh,
recently?
I gotta get that quarter.
Did you ever have the like book that
the
you would
state?
Put all
oh,
the quarters?
You
know,
all the
yes.
states, and you
that
thought they're gonna be worth so much.
So cool.
We're gonna retire off of this one.
Sometimes
day.
I'm always worried I like didn't finish the collection.
I feel like it. I probably didn't.
I mean, you can
I
buy them
never...
on eBay, right? Of people who finished it.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But how much do they upcharge you based on like the quarters?
A well, lot. Probably the quarters,
I bet they're
and
in
then
good
the board.
Condition.
Mm-hmm. You like good
that
quarters.
Was like so fun when they all just came out. They're like, I know. New quarters.
I know.
With pictures.
Doctors in 4 Canadian provinces were approved to begin prescribing a year-long pass to national parks as treatment. That's kind of cool.
Wait,
yeah.
Like you like instead of getting you know, medicine for like to feel better, they just say just go out and here's a year-long pass for the national parks.
What?
And just going out in nature will heal you because
just Canadian
honey, we
national
need to go
parks?
To Yellowstone, act depressed.
Yeah.
Rihanna committed $15 million to climate justice organizations in the US
Damn.
And the Caribbean. You may have seen Rihanna's baby news, !! But you may have missed this news that her foundation has committed $15 million to climate justice.
Groups. 50 or 15?
15. She could afford a little bit more. Riri, let's write that check, babe.
Is she from Barbados?
The Caribbean, yeah. Oh, this is good for me and the three of us. The White House has announced a 5-year, $5 billion investment in electric vehicle charging stations around the country.
Wow.
More EVs, that's good. Up from just 2,000 in total in 2020, researchers have counted nearly 250,000 monarch butterflies in California.
Whoa.
That's pretty sick.
One. Two,
the highest
yeah. counting them. Yeah. How do they keep trying? What if they do the same one 10 times?
They survey like one piece of land and they realize if there are this many in that land and times it by that.
But that's that number's only 5% of how many there were in the 80s.
Oh.
Yikes. I guess they could have disappeared.
Dang, that's a lot.
Have you seen the Mormon crickets all over in Nevada?
No, what's that?
Yes. Yes.
We talked about it on our podcast.
I've always kind of wanted, as much as that grosses me out, I kind of would love to be like in the middle of a takeover of like bugs, like temporarily in a city, be like, the city's overrun with millions of crickets. We need to get out of here.
No.
Like, I kind of would like
Isn't
that.
Isn't there a movie with that, but with bees?
Birds?
Oh. Yeah, birds.
Birds, arachnophobia, with spiders. There's tons of those like kind of movies.
Have you seen the thing that like bees are attacking people?
Africanized ones?
No.
Oh, yes. Like, I've been getting a bunch of like videos.
Yeah, that there's like just people will be walking somewhere. It's happened in California, I think in Texas, and there's video footage of just like someone just walking down the street and then a swarm of bees just starts attacking.
That's like my worst nightmare.
There's nothing you can do. And this guy was just like sitting with like his jacket over his head and he called 911 and the cops came and then the cops started getting attacked by bees and they waited for the
ACAB.
The fire department to come and the fire department just blasts you with a hose. By the time the fire department got there, he got stung like 150 times.
Oh, did he live?
Yeah. And then they removed 150 stingers from him. And it's been happening more and more. We're like, you'll just be walking and a swarm of bees.
It's like the orcas.
There's nothing you can do.
They're like, all revolting.
What did someone do to the bee?
You can't run away from them because they'll just follow
they're fast.
You. So you got to find like water that's to jump
I've
into.
I've never been stung by a bee. So, but I have actually been stung by a bee? I just like,
don't remember.
I would know.
Well, like if you were like a little kid, maybe you
but
just like
I never have.
That's how I am. I don't think I have either.
I'm like, maybe I like did feel like a little weird thing one day and it was a bee sting and I just blew it off. But I'm just,
I know. I'm like, I don't even know if I'm allergic or not. I don't think.
A Canadian art therapist is using TikTok to help people heal and create.
Wait, what about this?
Okay. Art therapy IRL uses TikTok and social media to make the power of art therapy more accessible for people. What color is your heart today? She will ask to the camera.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. All right. There's some good news.
Well, thank you for sharing.
News. Yeah. Thanks for the
Namaste.
Good news.
Namaste. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We hope you had a happy 4. Thank you guys for being here. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up. And they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.